This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zones. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this emergency transmission. Our republic is on its knees, and we're here pointing out what the globalists don't want you to know. They are bringing us into a worldwide tyranny. They want us to sleep all the way into complete slavery. I told you 3 months ago that Donald Trump was planning to set them up with 9/11 Truth. They took the bait. They attacked him. They didn't take the bait when he joined us, but they did take it this week. And he is now going to expose the entire system. They are in huge trouble, and Donald Trump is a hero. He's proven he's for real. It's incredible. But first, a key John Bound report detailing that the mark of the beast is upon us.
Following the 2016 Davos Confab, a meeting of 62 people as wealthy as the 3.6 billion poorest half of the world's population, where a major theme was the future of automation as it replaces working humans. As more and more of the population leaves the workplace, economic growth enters a period of secular stagnation. Economist and potential future Federal Reserve Chairman Larry Summers is heralding these conditions as the perfect storm needed to transition to a cashless society. Paul Joseph Watson writes, Summers has called for the $100 bill to be phased out of circulation, becoming the latest prominent voice to advocate the elimination of cash. The Washington Post writes, Summers calls for a moratorium on printing new high-denomination notes in the name of stopping crime and corruption, a global agreement to stop issuing notes worth more than, say, $50 or $100. The inevitable mark of the beast system is fully underway. France introduced laws last year which restricted French citizens from making cash payments over 1,000 euros. Italy, Russia, Spain, Mexico, and Uruguay have all introduced similar laws that ban cash payments over a certain amount. Earlier this week, the ECB Council voted to scrap the 500 euro bill, a decision that would reduce the amount of physical cash in circulation by around 30%, despite the fact that such a move would be negative for the currency, according to a Bank of America analysis. Last month, Norway's biggest bank, DNB, called for eliminating cash to cut down on black market sales and crimes such as money laundering. In August of 2015, the Financial Times published an editorial which called for the abolition of cash altogether to make life easier for a government set on squeezing the informal economy out of existence.
We should move towards an international currency, because the speculation and the complexity of currency has caused some of the irritation, not only among the trading nations, but among individuals.
At a secretive meeting in London last year, Kenneth Rogoff of Harvard University and William Buter, the chief economist at Citigroup, met with the top central bankers to discuss phasing out cash. Former Bank of England economist Jim Leavis penned an article for London Telegraph last April in which he said a cashless society would only be achieved by forcing everyone to spend only by electronic means from an account held at a government-run bank, which would be monitored or even directly controlled by the government. The ultra-powerful Bilderberg Group also discussed the agenda to ban cash during its 2015 confab in Austria, a conference attended by numerous prominent bankers. Basically, we are leaving the era of a strong global economy, brought to a screeching halt by the billionaires that reaped its benefits. Now, that small elite plans to govern us all from their ivory tower, promising espousing socialism as some kind of reward.
Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
Meanwhile, major banks are preparing for a bank holiday that could come at any moment as the final maelstrom begins between the cashless society of the corporatocracy running our kidnapped government versus the defenders of our dying federal republic.
Right on. That's what I'm talking about. Another high five. Patriots.
John Bound for Infowars.com.
Another stunningly powerful and insightful and key report by John Bound. I'm Alex Jones. Get ready. It's a big broadcast.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We're live. It's Thursday edition. This is an emergency transmission.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
The attack came from within.
But they took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted. They just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So the point is that we have to break through our kind of the private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to the whole community.
I have decided we really need camps for adults.
And we need
persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on, I'm a dog citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a
situation in the U.S. Would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized, and they don't support the United States, and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
Let's not kid about it. We're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us at the very tip of the spear, InfoWars, on this Thursday, the 18th day of February, 2016. We'll be saying 2017 before you can blink your eye twice. And much of the future of this country and the world would have been decided. This is the critical time right now. Make no mistake. Donald Trump went from someone that I just thought was basically a billionaire entrepreneur to someone who I thought was a big showboat to someone who I thought might actually want to try to save the country to someone that I have seen weather the storm of attacks that is just unprecedented and stalwartly put his head up against it and only get stronger. And capture the populist winds of change of this illegitimate government. And now that he's come out and exposed 9/11 as bare minimum being a Saudi Arabian job, and he's called for the 28 pages to be released, he is 110% taking on the heart of the New World Order. And I am pinching myself right now because I can't believe I'm right in the middle of this. Obviously, when Donald Trump came on, he knew that they would attack him for coming on my show and the information we talk about, and the congressmen like Jones and others we've had on that have read the 28 pages, Rand Paul, Senator Paul. And the 28 pages say that Saudi Arabia ran the hijackers. The FBI was ordered to stand down months before. That came out back at the time. That's why six of the 10 commissioners say there's a cover-up and a smoking gun that will bring down multiple governments, the Clintons, the Bushes, and the Saudis. So multiple dynasties and governments. And that NORAD stood down. And then we attacked a country that was arch enemies with Saudi Arabia and battling al-Qaeda. Set up our own CIA officer, wasn't just an asset. Saddam Hussein, trained by the CIA in 1958, carried out assassinations dutifully, was wounded repeatedly inside Iraq. There was a staged coup in 79. He was put into power. He reformed the Baathist Party from socialist to somewhat capitalist. He followed orders to attack Iran, went into debt. Then they basically told him, go ahead and invade Kuwait. You're allowed to. April Gillespie said, we're not going to get involved. Same order he was given before for the seven-year war with Iran, where he killed millions of Iranians, by the way. How many hundreds of thousands of Iraqis did they lose? And I'm not saying Saddam's a good guy, but he followed orders of previous U.S. regimes. Going back to Eisenhower, he was under U.S. command back to Eisenhower. And that's how they ended up treating him. And now women have to wear hoods on their heads in Iraq when they go to college. And rock and roll music's not on the radio. And you can't buy Playboy at the supermarket. And I'm not saying that's a symbol of freedom, but that's what it was like under Saddam. And 60% of their graduates were women from college. Let's just stop right there because I'm digressing down historical rabbit trails. The 28 pages exposes it all, and it's like pulling a string out of a sweater. The whole thing comes out. And Trump came on the show to have them take the bait, and then magically there was a San Bernardino shooting after about 7,000 articles were written about him being on the show. It was going to be the biggest story in the country. They were going to attack him and bring out everything I've said, and then he could just say, oh, that's what Alex Jones says. But that is interesting. What about the 28 pages? But they, like a cat picking up a rat, they picked this up and then went and then got more sophisticated and dropped the rat. But not this time. He's gone out all over the talk show circuit and in speeches in front of 20,000, 50,000 people, crowds, and it's been on local TV for the last week. He gave four speeches yesterday in South Carolina about 9/11 and being a cover-up. It's the boldest thing I've ever seen at this level. Donald Trump is unbelievable. I mean, I am almost breathless in awe right now of the courage this guy's got. And that's why it's not the showman. It's not the guy putting on beauty pageants. It's not the guy that ran hotels. You look at him, and that's why he just has that look on his face of total commitment. Doesn't even care what he looks like. He's got a whole plan laid out. The enemy even knows what it is, and they can't help themselves. Dick Cheney looked scared on Fox over the weekend on Monday, going, it's almost as if Trump's saying we did it. And he better watch it. This is unprecedented what you're seeing. It'll bring down the Clintons. It'll bring down the Bushes. It'll bring them all down. The old power structure, Donald Trump has got their head in the guillotine, and he's got his right foot on the lever. And they're looking up at him, telling him he better watch it. And you know what? He better watch it. I don't think people realize the mega, over-the-top, epic moment we've now reached. And I know the Trump people were looking to come on this week and pull the 9/11 stuff, but then we're going to move it to next week. It doesn't, they don't need InfoWars to do this, and that's fine. It's all about Donald Trump. You see, they found out the media is so scared of me, they don't want to combine Trump with me. So he's smart. He's doing it Trump alone. And then they can't ignore it because they've green-lighted the attacks at every level. It'll take them a while to get the orders out and to control the media not to cover Trump and 9/11 truth. But by then, they've already taken the bait. And, man, you talk about walking into a trap. The Bushes, Cheney, the Clintons, they have all walked into a giant trap. And the best part about this trap is we told them it was a trap. See, metaphysically, it's very important to do that. And what's amazing is I had a guy that's overthrown seven governments himself, quarterbacking it, Steve Pachinik on, Dr. Pachinik, the day after Trump was on, and he goes, Roger Stone, incredible political operative, very wise that they're pushing 9/11 truth, and you know the media's starting to take the bait, and then he's got them. We didn't even talk about 9/11 with Trump. And Pachinik didn't talk to Stone. Notice how we don't even have to communicate this. We just know. It's amazing. And, of course, it was communicated to me that, of course, it's a setup for him. And it's a bold move, and Trump is listening to his bolder advisors now. And it's just devastating success and devastatingly dangerous. I mean, I have never been more braced. I'm going to skip this network break. This is just too important. I can't help it. I have never been more awake, alive, burning with passion for freedom. I've never had my sixth sense more shimmering with energy. I liken it to the allegory of stinging the goblin cleaver from The Hobbit. When goblins are near, it glows blue. I've never seen Sting glow so blue. And it's the animating contest of liberty. I love it. I'm not a thrill seeker. I seek liberty, but in the thrill of doing the right thing and being in incredible danger. My name, my treasure, my body, everything is the manly ascension to manhood that so many men never even get to attain and never get to actually even live. And it's so sad for people that don't have conscience, that don't act on conscience, that don't have will, that don't have passion, that don't have commitment. This whole new world order is about the end of humanity, about the end of men, the end of women, the end of humans running the stock market, the end of humans driving their cars, the end of humans deciding what they're going to wear and what they're going to believe and what they're going to say. It's supposedly the end of being honorable, the end of innovation, the end of going and working with a business because they have a good background, where the colleges teach you how to cheat people and how to lie, and Gruber goes on C-SPAN and gets standing ovations for how to defraud the public, with graduate students rubbing their hands together, learning the tools of the trade. The globalists produce fraud. And that all is up against the instincts and humanity and chivalry and strength and men who aren't even perfect, but men everywhere and women. But the awakening of men is going to be the return of the man. And it's coming. The return of the man. You think I'm a man, Donald Trump's a man, Ron Paul's a man? When masses of men awaken, you're going to see incredible warriors in business and life and of God and of every stripe arriving on the scene. And when men realize their true destiny, it's over for the New World Order. We're not going to be stopped by a bunch of hunchback globalist male crones like Larry Summers and David Rockefeller. The return of the man is about to be here. And that man is you. And it is shaking the earth. Everything they do is to destroy manhood and to create fake facsimiles of it. You spend all your time all day obsessing on your fantasy football team. You're meant to be organizing your family, organizing your business, organizing your life, and involved civically, defending freedom aggressively. That's the animating contest of liberty. And with that comes monetary and cultural success. But it's a byproduct of being a man. And Donald Trump says, quote, "Elect me and you'll find out who really knocked down the Twin Towers." He's saying, elect me and I will expose 9/11. They may go ahead and kill him. I mean, you need to pray for Donald Trump right now, folks. And by the way, we need your prayers. I need them bad if you want us to be full power. I mean, I say I need them. I don't believe in prayer. I absolutely know it. I rely upon it. My aunt has that little sign in the kitchen. We don't believe in prayer. We rely on it. And I need it, not out of fear. I need the full providence, and God listens to you. And I'm weak as well. I need the enemy taken out of my way, and it's been happening. Let me tell you something, folks. George Washington wrote about providence. I see it in my life. It is humbling and makes me cry, and not out of fear, out of joy. Every enemy is removed. Everything falls in our lap. It is incredible. And when we do get struck, it is always for a reason, and something even better comes out of it. So just pray that God's plan work through you. I'm going to stop ranting on this subject. It's just such an amazing time to be alive right now. And I'm going to try not to start crying here on air. Just thank God. Thank God there are people who aren't cowards. And I'm telling you, I was told this before it was in Politico. There's no way this is a setup. This is damaging him too bad. There's no way he's fake now. This is death blows to the globalist. I mean, this is in a fight with guys with daggers. I mean, Trump is just ramming daggers into him right now. And so are you, and so am I. We're all pushing together to run that knife right into their heart politically. And it's going through the ribs, folks. It's going through their armor. I mean, right now the knife's sliding in. And it'll take them a while to bleed out. They're strong. But, man, I tell you, it's already. In fact, I want to tell you, the knife's already gone to the heart. Oh, my God. This is so incredible. We have seen the knife in, though, folks. We've got to keep running in there. Not worry what they're doing, Dutch. You want to fight? You're getting it. You wanted to overrun us and poison us and take our families and kill us? You will die, not us. You anti-human crap! Choose what side you're on in the government and the military. And worldwide, choose what side you're on. The age of cowardice is coming to an end. The age of men will return. And all those soft, twisted globalists can feel it, and they can know it, and they're not going to get their computer grid, self-driving car, nanotech, panopticon in place fast enough. They want to make us totally dependent on their system like we're a baby in their womb, but this is no womb. This is a express elevator to hell, and we're climbing out of it. The mass planning of this thing is its greatest power and its greatest undoing. That every car maker in the world signed agreements 17 years ago in Chicago and in Tokyo, I remember covering at the time, that by 2016, 2017, all new cars coming out, that you have to pay for all this garbage, thousands of dollars added on sticker price, they don't list it as a wonderful thing, all this crash avoidance and smart car garbage. It's self-driving car technology already in your car, ready to roll on the GPS. It's a takeover, folks. And it's in all your new appliances. It's in everything. And I know all this is coming, but, man, my car was getting a water pump put in it yesterday. So they said, oh, Alex, hey, we're big listeners. Here's a Dodge Challenger, you know, purple monstrosity. I hate the color purple on a car, but the point is it's a nice car. And I'm sitting there at home this morning looking. I think I got photos on my phone here. I go, that's a big old camera on the front. And I went, oh, of course, it's going to be, it looks like a HALF 9000 eyeball, same size. And I went, oh, that's going to be self-driving car garbage. And I went and looked it up, sure enough it was. You know, they advertise this one thing, but, oh, there's new features being loaded into it now, like taxing you. Think about the magnitude of all this. And Donald Trump is for real. This certifies it. There's no way he's not. This is it. He just went to 100% in my view. Right there. And folks, he is manipulative. The only problem with him is he gives people red meat, like, okay, I'll torture people. Oh, I'm going to have a huge, tough military. But by the way, we're going to attack Russia and all these countries. See, he's playing politics saying, don't worry, I'm going to be big and tough, but I'm not going to attack a bunch of countries. So maybe he's still at 99%, but I can see everything he's doing, and it's masterfully done. And look, he basically told people, he said, I'm doing this, I will be destroyed, or I will be president to save the country with the people. And I'm committing. And at first he wasn't going to do it. And he reportedly went away for like a week and wouldn't talk to anybody. And just walked around basically the golf course and thought about it. And then he decided to do it. He fully committed. And he has set them up so bad. It's unbelievable. Just thank God. In fact, I've got the clips. We're going to play them when we come back. There's just so much other important news going on. We've taken the narrative away from him on Scalia. I mean, look, you didn't follow the default to have an autopsy. Now one of the senior deputies has come out and says handling of Scalia case, very irregular, that the SOP was ignored, standard operating procedure. Yeah, no kidding. And look, we're questioning. I mean, you're known liars. We don't believe a word you say. Got it? We don't have confidence in the system anymore. No matter how many self-driving cars and NSA spy grids you have, you'll just know with all the spying how much we hate you and how politically dead you are.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop! Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to briefly get back into Trump, then into why the globalists would want to get rid of Mr. Scalia. Antonin Scalia in Latin, Anthony Scalia, as he was known by many of his friends here in the U.S. The media has had an issue out of me calling him Anthony Scalia. It's like Jesus, Jesus. The media will try to divert any way they can. We're going to get into that here in just a moment with William Gein of ValleyPack.us, who's always got a lot of key inside baseball. He was set to be the key vote to not let Obama just open the borders up without law, which he's already done outside of law. So it's criminal because he did it outside of law to begin with. But we're going to be talking about that, all the reasons they want to take him out. Because he was not being blackmailed. He was not going along with the globalist ballgame. But first, getting back to Donald Trump, I'm going to play a few clips here, and then we're going to our guest. It is more essential than ever, ladies and gentlemen, that we also get healthy and take care of our bodies. And again, I'm no beach boy, but I've lost 70-something pounds the last 4 or 5 years, and it's accelerated taking Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com that is just known, organic, super concentrated to a thick syrup oil. Compounds, cold process. This is patented by Dr. Group, where you just get such a bigger effect than you do with even high-quality organic dried herbs. And we sell basically the same formula dry with Androplex, which is excellent and is less expensive. It's just the Super Male Super Female Vitality is more concentrated and stronger, but it costs more. And it works different for different people. The point is it's also, it has two other herbs in it that are a base for the Super Male or Super Female Vitality. It is selling out. It will sell out by tomorrow. That is the Anthroplex Super Male and Super Female Vitality. We just got another big shipment of that, and we're doing a 20% off on those. You can read the amazing reviews at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Takes you directly to the site, directly to the nutraceuticals themselves, and this is also how we fund the operation. So it is a total win, or what I call a 360 win. 20% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality by themselves or together. And Anthroplex is selling out by itself, so that special ended a few days ago where there was a discount on it. And here's a quick review by Tony, 5 stars, from Santa Fe, California. I use this every day. I wake up early every day. I take Super Male, and it just keeps me going without fatigue. Helps me go to the gym. Keeps me nice and even. That's exactly what folks say about it. It's more about mood. This product gives me steady energy all day. I do not have to drink coffee anymore. That's JR, or GR, New Orleans, 5-star review. That's from Power Reviews, a highly respected third-party site. They go and they vet and check every review that comes in and make sure it's a real person, not with a company or anything. I mean, just, you've heard the callers. I have to keep them from calling in, plugging how great these products are. It's because all the estrogen mimickers and the rest of it out there, people aren't balanced. Look at all the thyroid problems. Well, that's what our X2 formula is all about. But you'll get dramatic results, and you'll detox. So consult the physician before you take X2. I mean, this is a game changer. True pure iodine. InfoWarsLife.com. That's just that product. A lot of other specials, InfoWarsLife.com. And I'll tell you more about those. Liver Shield is back in stock after 2 months being sold out. You can do the whole liver cleanse with the Oxy powder as well. Those are discounted right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. So, there is a seismic shift happening. Libertarianism, not even conservatism, is sweeping the world. The fastest growing party in Europe is a libertarian national sovereignty borders language a la Michael Savage group. It's the fastest growing across Europe. So they arrest Marie Le Pen, the head of the National Front, who's about as hardcore as Ron Paul. I mean, not any race stuff, none of it. Because she said there's a radical Islamic invasion happening. We haven't faced a threat this bad since World War II. Absolutely. I mean, they've arrested her now, what is it, twice? She's the front runner in presidential polls. So they're arresting people every day in Canada that criticize radical Islam. And I have an article in front of me with video of an imam they brought in to Canada calling for jihad and for supporting ISIS. But if you criticize it, they arrest you. They've arrested me in Canada trying to fly up there to give a speech on the Bilderberg Group and then become an international scene after 15 hours. They had to let me go. I mean, this isn't freedom, folks. And it's coming here. And now you have Donald Trump, the 28 pages. I've had senators, congressmen on, Jones and Paul, Senator Paul, about they've seen the 28 pages. It says Saudi Arabia ran the attacks. NORAD was ordered to stand down. The FBI was ordered to stand down. Well, we already knew that back at the time. FBI just came out. But we have the 28 pages from the commission. It's game over. I'm going to cover that after our guest leaves us at the start of the next hour. But I want to play a few of those clips. And again, they're going to demonize him and say, how dare he not like our troops? He said, don't send them into a fraudulent war. He's talking about the 28 pages. And Trump says, elect me and you'll find out who really knocked down the towers. Let's go to that first clip.
We're backing people, rebels. You know, they call them the rebels, the freedom rebels. All these, they have all these glamorous names, right? Look at what happened to Libya. Look at what happened to Iraq with, look at what's going on. We've got the freedom. We give them billions of dollars of equipment. Billions. If they win, they're worse than the guy that they took over from, right? That's what happens. Look at Libya. What a disaster with Gaddafi. We got rid of Gaddafi. What do we have in Libya? It is such a disaster. Look at Saddam Hussein. We just talked about it. What a disaster. But we have a guy who doesn't have a clue about the military, but he thinks that he does. With his thinking, remember this, we have been in there for 15 years, and we are far worse off now than we were 15 years ago. 15 years ago, we didn't have people coming around. I mean, the whole thing. And in all fairness, we went after Iraq. They did not knock down the World Trade Center, okay? It wasn't the Iraqis that knocked down the World Trade Center. We went after Iraq. We decimated the country. Iran's taken over. Okay. But it wasn't the Iraqis. You will find out who really knocked down the World Trade Center, because they have papers in there that are very secret. You may find it's the Saudis, okay? But you will find out. But it wasn't Iraq.
Now, he leaves it vague. That's why he's such a genius. They'll come out and they're saying he's a liar. Right now, over the news, there is no secret pages. And then people go, well, there are the 28 pages. And then he has a press conference with the families. Oh, I'm afraid that's being set up right now. I love meeting with his shadow campaign head 3 months ago. We had some great discussions. I really like seeing him manifest right now. Trump likes my ideas. He already had the ideas. But you guys want to take on America? You think we're cowards? We're not. We're going to expose what you did with the Saudis. That's for the Clintons and the Bushes. You can go straight to hell. We're done with you. And folks, you want people to fight? This is an info war. You want a full brass knuckles, toe-to-toe, to the political death? This is it. We use the truth. They use lies. And Trump is amazing. Another person that's an amazing researcher, journalist, and leads one of the only groups that's actually stopped the end of our sovereignty is William Geen. He was on a few years ago, and he said, Obama's already de facto gotten rid of the border. Well, since then, the Border Patrol's come out and said, we complete the smuggling process. They fly in the planes every day. No one's even checked, but you're checked, because the control grid's about you and your family. But Geen has got some intel and research on the situation with Antonin Scalia. And Antonin Scalia and what happened to him, Anthony Scalia, potato, potato. And we now have one of the senior deputies who got out of the department and is running against the sheriff. Says handling of the Scalia case, very irregular. He says all the time they did autopsies every time. Of course they would do this. They ignored SOP. That's Cesar Melendez. We're going to get him on the show, by the way. A great interview that Joe Biggs got. It's up on Infowars.com. It's in a Kit Daniels article. Please get that out to everybody you know. You have all these top deputies, all these top forensics heads, all these top homicide police officers, I mean, over major cities like New York and D.C. going, I almost fell out of my chair. Quote, quote, I was dumbfounded. Another quote, I couldn't believe it. Oh, but I say, hey, this is suspicious and I'm bad. Then the guy says he finds him with a pillow over his head, gives three interviews, says that. But then the sheriff, who showed up hours later, he says, oh, well, the pillow was by his head or behind his head. He had a heart attack. He didn't have a heart attack. Cause of death was natural, but there was no one that even looked at him. It stinks to high heaven. Either there was some foul play or they think there might have been and they're just trying to cover it up. Whatever they're doing, folks, it stinks like a bucket of rotten fish that have been, you know, in a trash can for 3 weeks. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's like you go in a farmhouse, you haven't been there in a while, and it stinks. You don't know if it's a raccoon, a possum, what it is under the floorboards or behind the wall, but man, it stinks. One time at my parents' house, a possum climbed up into the air conditioning vent, and it just stunk like hell on earth. My dad thought it was a dead mouse, and oh, I'll leave it, maybe it'll stop stinking. It stunk so bad, and then they finally sent an air conditioning guy out there. He says like a 20-pound possum up there rotting. See, I don't know exactly what's going on out there at that ranch, but man, it smells like a rotten cow that's been in the ditch for a week and a half. Okay? It, something is rotten in the state of Texas, to quote Shakespeare. So Alipack.us, Alipack.us, William Geen, always has key intel for us. Thank you so much for coming on today, sir. As you warned years ago, decades ago, we have a de facto end of the border, North American Union. It's all out in the open now. The Pope running around cheerleading. He's got 200-foot walls around his house, but we've got to give people free stuff. Mexico doesn't let you in, but we got to let them and the Chinese and everybody else in. What do you think is going on here? And are you bad enough, too, to question the horrible stench coming out of Southwest Texas. I mean, the drug lords hated Scalia. They could have come and killed him. I mean, we got to investigate, right?
Alex, your rotten possum comment's a hard one to follow, but I tell you, InfoWars, war is the key term here. I believe there's two types of people in the country, the people that see the war that's happening around us inside our own nation and those that do not. And I think a lot of people that see it gravitate to your show, they gravitate to Trump and Cruz and the candidates that are succeeding right now inside the GOP primary. And when your nation is being destabilized and overthrown by a socialist overthrow of your country that's behind illegal immigration, behind the Black Lives Matter movement, and many other things.
Behind the radical Islamics. There's no doubt it's a unified world program to destroy the West. It's happening.
Scalia was the number one, or one of the number one top stumbling blocks to that agenda when he died. And in the last few days, and one of the things about your show, too, Alex, you've always had me on at a very important time like this, and in the last couple of days, you and I and Donald Trump and Michael Savage have been attacked by the Los Angeles Times, the Seattle Times, some San Antonio Express News, all throwing around the word conspiracy theory. And I want to make it very clear, because I hope that the family of Judge Scalia will hear what we talk about today and will understand, with our deepest condolences for the man's passing, with our greatest appreciation for what he did, with the understanding that I wish he was alive and well and a member of the Supreme Court right now, and also would be a member of the Supreme Court for as long as possible. To understand, I have no conspiracy theory. I have no theory that Colonel Mustard did it with the rope in the library. What I've said is that the conspiracy theories are all open to interpretation, because they have botched the handling of Judge Scalia.
They violated, the evidence is clear, the Texas code says you can't do this, and they spun it and said they could to confuse everybody. And I know one son has come out, and we understand they're hurt. This has happened. I've talked to famous people who've had their family members assassinated who were threatened, and I'm not going to name names, but there's famous people, to then go on television and say they didn't think their family member was killed or the person acted alone. I've heard this so much, and I'm not saying they've been threatened. What I'm saying is this. They're grieving. We get it. The point is, this is super suspicious. The police say that as well. All of the veteran head homicide squad detectives are saying this is crazy.
The article that I read said that one of the Scalia sons was on, I believe his name Eugene, was on the Laura Ingraham show.
Yes.
And he was asked about it, and he said that the conspiracy theories were hurtful, but he hasn't actually seen any of them and whatnot. So basically, I'm just going to assume that the family is grieving, and they've had a lot jumped on their shoulders at one period of time, and they may not have the perspective of the national security element that we're addressing here. And the national security element says that any time a member of the three branches of our government ends up dead for reasons unknown, there needs to be a forensic autopsy, crime scene investigation, autopsy, toxicology reports done by multiple elite law enforcement agencies. And that's what most Americans would picture if you found a Supreme Court judge dead like some version
this
of
this is the top general with the Republic being taken down, the one key man holding back complete end of the borders, about to rule in the next few months about Obama's illegal moves and the Texas lawsuits. We have the governor being circled by the feds. We have his attorney general indicted. I told folks that was coming. I mean, let me tell you, they are moving, and they are moving hard against Texas. And this is real, folks. This is happening. And it's just everything points towards serious, mysterious hanky-panky.
They have created the environment for the conspiracy theory. They have created doubts, in further doubts in our government. Our government doesn't seem to be able to do anything without messing it up or mishandling it at the very minimum. And, you know, one of the things I do disagree with Donald Trump about, he says, oh, they're incompetent. Oh, they're not smart enough. I disagree with him. I think Obama and his administration are very smart, and this isn't incompetence.
Absolutely. But I know. I mean, the pillow on the face, all of it. Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Well, hey, look, the bottom line to it is, and if they want to argue about it, we can argue about it until the cows come home. Should have been an autopsy. Should have been toxicology, even though they embalmed and washed his body less than 24 hours after finding it. And here's the thing that set me off, Alex. I was off for the Valentine's Day weekend, and all of a sudden Scalia dies. And I'm like, oh, that's real bad news for those of us trying to stop perpetual open borders and amnesty for illegal immigrants. And then all of a sudden the newspapers are all stating factually, no quotes, no so-and-so said this was probably natural causes. It was Judge Scalia dead of natural causes. Fact.
And boom, that's why I came out. I came out Saturday. I came out Saturday and I said, that is super suspicious. Next, if there's no autopsy, we need an investigation. And then they said that I said Obama killed Scalia. No, I said there should be a murder investigation. That's what a coroner's investigation is by law. That's what the detectives are all saying. They're going, no, you always approach it as a murder if you don't know, especially if they're a head of state. He was a head of state.
And the reason I put out a press release on Valentine's Day titled Alley Pack Calls for Immediate Autopsy of Scalia, and this was put out right before we found out they'd already washed and embalmed him, right before we even found out about the pillow, and that press release went viral, is because I've seen you do this, Alex. You've seen me do it. Sometimes someone's got to say something.
You've got to say something first. You can't sit there and let them spin the narrative. That's why this is also a perfect time in the middle of nowhere on the weekend. A little TV station reports it. The scripting is long and deep. His security detail there, I mean, just, oh, boy, I tell you.
What I found when that press release went viral on social media was so many people came forward and said, I thought the same thing. What's happening here?
80-90% think he was murdered. Folks are mad at me for not saying it's definitive.
Well, you shouldn't say it's definitive.
I'm not saying that any of the people down there were involved. Could have been Mexican drug lords. Might have had a heart attack. You know, might have been a Santa Claus.
We should have no question. We should have no questions right now because there should be multiple.
They should have followed the law. They should have done the autopsy. They shouldn't have run off with the body. I mean, this whole thing, stay there. I want to talk about the strategy to stop them now, because now the Republican leadership's saying, hey, we might just let Obama appoint whoever he wants. I mean, this is the hour of treason, folks. This is it. They're trying to kill America this year.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah.
some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
I can't get no relief.
I can't get
Don't
no
forget,
relief.
Folks, to sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter for the free daily newsletter. Exclusive videos, articles, info. We're on the road, and it's hard for us to get data out in an emergency to people. Infowars.com/newsletter so we can stay in contact with you. Infowars.com/newsletter. And do that at Alipak as well, alipak.us. This is the season of battle. It's not just the season of treason. Now I'm turning into Muhammad Ali rhyming. It is the zone, and everyone admits that now. You can feel it. You can see it. The globalists are trying to end this country now, and they're trying to end Europe right now because they know there's a resistance to socialism. They know the big banks have stolen everything. They're working with the socialists and other radicals. They're going to bring them in, cause cultural warfare, and then have the government referee the divided groups. I mean, that's the simple Roman British Empire. It's an ancient strategy of divide and rule. It's called the Great Game by the British. And I've studied it in China, studied it in India, studied it in Europe. I mean, I've read probably 30 books on it, okay? It's what they're doing. It's a fact. And they want to make you poor. Everybody. Globalism will wreck all our nations. Now, going back to our guest, the director of Alipak. And again, folks, you need to go to the website, alipak.us or williamgeen.com. William, you got the floor. It's only 4 minutes left in this segment, 5 minutes to the next. What do we need to do? What do we need to know? Because you're the guy front and center at Congress, in those halls, battling. Obviously, the country's already been absorbed into the NAU. How do we educate the public? I guess we would have had a Supreme Court ruling to stop it, but I guess he's dead. Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned this before the break. Bottom line to it is Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and many of the Republicans, the 178 Republicans on Alipak's Cantor list of targets for removal from office, all have already capitulated to Obama. They've already funded everything for Obama. That's what made Scalia so important. He was the next stumbling block. We had to go to the Supreme Court because
they gave him the blank check. They gave him the blank check on funding, and they're going to give him a blank check on the military.
They paid for it. They paid for it. And to the LA Times and to the Scalia family and anybody out there that doesn't quite have a grasp or hasn't seen the polls showing how deep the distrust and dissatisfaction level with our current corrupt, bankrupt, the zombie government needs to understand that any rulings, let's say the Supreme Court, they don't have to wait for a replacement. They can meet next week and vote without Scalia and say Obama's amnesty orders, although clearly unconstitutional to the most layman's understanding of the U.S. Constitution, are okay by us. People, large swaths of the American public, are not going to accept any court rulings.
I have the former head of psychological warfare, basically for the whole government, on yesterday, and he said this Scalia distrust, 80+% in polls saying that they think he might have been killed, is a referendum on trust. Doesn't the system get you're hated, you're reviled? So when you come out and attack us, it only gives us more credibility. That's the Trump phenomenon.
They're scared of Trump because they're scared because their two puppets, Bush and Clinton, are faltering. And even their backup plan, like Mr. Amnesty Marco Rubio, is having trouble getting traction. And the people of South Carolina are about to rebuke Rubio and Bush. They're scared of Sanders. They're scared of Trump. And so they're going for broke here. You're right. The revolution, their type of overthrow is going full spectrum right now because their political candidates are faltering as the American public is rising up to try to stop the ball.
We're under scientific military level attack by the globalists.
We're under martial law. The United States is not under current law or regular law.
We are.
We're not the Hollywood version of martial law with tanks on the street, but Obama is making law. The Supreme Court has made law. We are under a form of martial law. Now, what to do?
Stay there. Let's come back in about 70 seconds. But absolutely, he's telling the truth, folks. That's what this is. He just rules by de facto now. And one guy standing against it who was about to say no, they said, oh, really?
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't investigate it. No autopsy.